Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're having a conversation this weekend with the new superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District, Michael Merrill. He recently stepped into the role, replacing the retiring Robert Griffith. Superintendent Merrill, it seems like we have now come to a close of the fall sports season. How did things go for Somerville High School?
Well, we had a great fall sports season. Our football team did well. Unfortunately, we didn't make playoffs, but we had a great season overall. Cross country did very well. Women's golf, we had one golfer that headed on to the playoffs, and then we also had our cross-country team, volleyball team. So everybody did well, lots of new faces, some in coaching and some like myself in our office. So,
who are the new coaches this year?
We had Christopher Gies has joined us as a coach for our volleyball team. Kind of a nice addition to our program.
You know, sports in general, do they remain pretty popular at the high school level?
We do have a lot of kids that are involved in sports. I think they know that there's a lot of determination involved and dedication, and then they have a lot of support from our coaching staff as well.
So are things gearing up right now for the winter sports season?
We are. We have men's and women's basketball, as well as men's and women's soccer and wrestling. All of those will be starting here. We're in practice now, but the competitions haven't yet started.
You know, for those who aren't interested in sports, are there quite a few activities and clubs for students outside of curriculum as well?
We do have a lot of clubs, and lots of students involved in our band, the Orange Crush, as well as, you know, as I mentioned before, our drama programs. And so lots of clubs that meet during lunchtime on campus, constant hearing of individual comments being made about join this club, and we had an early in the year club day so that students could show what their clubs are and have people sign up.
Yeah, the Orange Crush is always impressive at the various parades and community events all throughout the year, so great to hear. You know, for a student who's going to be entering as a freshman, you know, would you have any general advice for them to try to get the maximum out of their high school experience?
I always tell students to get involved right away. Ask around of your friends that are there. What kinds of things do they get involved in? What makes school fun? These 4 years go by very, very quickly. And a lot of students will say, especially our seniors now, are saying, I can't believe this is my final year. So getting involved, whether it's in ASB, or the various clubs within ASB, sports, anything, good way to get involved.
How about for the parents who have new high school students, what type of things would you advise them of?
Just to remind them that we are constantly being tested as parents, and when we get to high school, sometimes they feel like their kids are saying, no, you don't need to hang around with me anymore, but really that is a test. Students, they generally like when their parents are there to see the involvement that they have and support the things they're involved in. So parents, please, there are lots of opportunities to stay involved in school, join our school site councils, any of our various booster groups. Just a great way to stay involved with the community.
You mentioned just the idea of testing and kind of changing a different topic of testing. Has that changed at all in recent years when it comes to how students exit high school?
Well, there's no more high school exit exam. Unfortunately, I was a proponent of that being kind of a generalized measure for our students. But it's called CASP testing now, which is the standardized testing. It's all online for English, language, arts, and mathematics. So the students take adaptive tests on the computer during the spring testing time.
Being a new superintendent at Somerville Union High School District, I understand there's some new people as well in the district office, kind of a changing of the guard in various different positions. What can you tell us about different leaders who are now at the high school?
Well, Diana Harford, our principal, joined the Tuolumne County Office of Education, and so Kellyn Dittler has stepped up from a GLC position that she held the last couple of years and is now our principal of Somerville High School and Connections Visual and Performing Arts Academy. We also have a new GLC to fill Kellyn's spot, and that's Jennifer Osterhut. She was previously the athletic director for Somerville High. And filling now our athletic director position is Amy Peterson, longtime coach and teacher for Somerville High School. So a great overall team. I feel very, very confident we have an outstanding administrative team. A lot of fun to work with.
Great to hear. So everybody's molding together and bringing new energy to their new positions?
Absolutely, and we're all learning from each other. So there's a lot of history that I have to learn. Even though I've been in the MLL for the last 25 years, it's a different site. And so learning the institutional history that's there is always fun for me.
We also just recently had an election. Will there be some new faces on the Somerville board?
We do have a new board member. Hans de Groot will join us in December. And Sherry Farrell chose not to remain on the board after her time there. We very much appreciate her service, but looking forward to having Hans join us as well.
For those who aren't familiar, the difference between the school board and a superintendent, how do those two roles differ?
The school board actually has one employee, and that is the superintendent. And they're responsible for all the budget and all the board policies and the hiring and hopefully not firing of the superintendent. But they have a great responsibility to make sure that the fiscal solvency of the district is in check.
This school year, sometimes you hear about districts that are losing teachers, gaining teachers, remaining the status quo. What was it like for Somerville this year?
We actually had a new math teacher join us. Mitchell Nhoyanagi joined us. And we have a new art teacher, Sarah Castle. And then we have a new English teacher in Jill Flanningham. So those three joined us this year.
Having seen various locations across Northern California when it comes to education, Somerville, the campus, is a pretty unique and all to itself.
It is. It's a beautiful campus set in the hills. Standing up on the top of the ag facility, you can look all the way out as far as the eye can see to beautiful mountains. It was a little difficult when I first started there with the Donnell fire. It was very, very smoky, but right now, if you look out there, absolutely gorgeous.
Does the ag education program remain pretty popular at Somerville?
It does. We have actually a new teacher in ag as well. I apologize. Kathy Kellogg joined us in the ag program. She came from Big Oak Flat Groveland District. And so, you know, she has some great ideas with FFA, and they've done quite a bit of traveling, and the students are highly into the FFA leadership program. So that's another good program.
Touched on a wide range of topics. Anything else keeping you busy this day or that you're watching closely?
I think most importantly is just, you know, looking for what kinds of changes are going to come down the pike from the state level and federal level in terms of funding for education, making sure that we're trying to be on the cutting edge of keeping all of our facilities in great shape and constantly making sure that we can offer a multitude of programs for our students.
Sometimes we hear about places like the Bay Area having a teacher shortage. Is that a similar situation in the Motherlode, or is it pretty easy to recruit people here?
It is difficult to find teachers, you know, specifically in the areas of math and science and special education as well. Those three areas are difficult to find teachers. Even though our salary tends to be very competitive, it's just difficult when you're, again, looking for a spouse that needs to have another job other than the education field. Sometimes those are limited in our area.
Special education programs, those are done right on the campus, is that correct?
We do have special needs services on our campus, both the special day class as well as the resource level classes.
The two notable high school, there's multiple high schools, but Sonora High School and Somerville High School, is there any type of, you know, sharing of ideas or sharing of resources or that type of thing?
That's a good question, and I'm interested in working with Dr. Miller to find out how can we do more training, specifically in the area of mathematics. Our test scores across the state and national level show that mathematics is an area of true focus for us. And so is there something that we can do together as two relatively small schools to focus in professional development with Tuolumne County Office of Ed as well? And so looking forward to working with people at the two schools.
So you have a chance to meet Dr. Miller yet?
I have met with Dr. Miller a number of times.
So good working relationship early on with the two districts?
Yes, yes. Seems like a good guy.
Well, any closing comments as we wrap up today?
Well, I just thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the Tuolumne County family. Look forward to lots of years of success with Somerville Union High School District and all the programs that we can offer.
And for people, if they don't see you on campus, I'm sure they'll see you at various events. So you encourage them to come up and introduce themselves as a new member of the community?
Absolutely. And I would love to meet as many people as I can. And anytime I'm out and about, I'd love to talk with people.
Well, Superintendent Merrill, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Can we thank our guest, Michael Merrill, the superintendent of the Somerville Union High School District, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll be focusing on a big grant application that the county is going to submit to the state, hoping to get up to about $8 million in state grant funding available for potential parks. The county is looking at constructing a park near the intersection of Tuolumne Road and Standard Road. We'll have a panel of guests in studio talking about the development of a master plan. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll see you next week with more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.